Hello everyone, my name is Nick Pettit. I am the co-founder and lead designer at Done21, the company that created IE6Update.com. This is an audio boo, a little bit in response to what Paul had to say about IE6 Update. And first of all, Paul, I'd like to thank you for sharing your opinions. We really, really appreciate it, and we hear your voice. And to everyone that feels the same way as Paul does, we hear your voice as well. We understand that there are going to be strong opinions against IE6 Update because there are very strong opinions that went into its creation. We take this matter very seriously, and we understand that IE6 Update is somewhat of a morally gray area, but we think that for a browser that's, you know, nearly 10 years old now, and for a company that uses somewhat subversive tactics to advertise their browsers, we think that it's okay to be a little bit evil and that the costs justify the means. Really, this is a very complex and multifaceted issue, and it will require a number of solutions to resolve it. And you have to go on a site-by-site basis, and that's why we think IE6 Update is the appropriate solution to this problem. You have to look at your audience, and you have to understand, you know, how they're going to react to something like that. If you have a very technical audience, they might be using Firefox, Safari, Chrome, etc. And if they find out that you're using something like that and tricking your users, they very well may feel the same way that Paul does, and they may take offense to it. Now, if you have a website that has a large population of IE6 users, and you can say with confidence that they don't understand the difference between their browser and the internet, well, then you might be doing them a huge favor by just, you know, telling them that there's an update to their browser. IE6 Update does not install any software. It only redirects users to the official Microsoft Internet Explorer page. And I think that's a very important distinction to make, that, you know, this isn't malware or spyware or anything. It's really just a gentle nudge in the right direction. But, you know, like I said, we have very strong opinions, and so we understand that there's going to be people that disagree with those opinions. But, you know, we love to hear them, so keep them coming. Thank you very much, and thank you, Paul.